Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As we get ready to resume our discussion of the power of touch. Medical News Today helping us with that, also helping us with it. Love Unlimited Orchestra. The song is entitled Only You. Yes, indeed. Only You. Isn't it great when two are in a committed relationship with each other and they're the only ones they want to touch intimately? But you know, the power of touch goes beyond just intimate couples. We began that discussion last week. Let's look into this some more. As a matter of fact, we left off last week with this whole notion about the health benefits of touch. The health benefits of touch. I guess you could even say, so that you don't think that we're thinking just about physical health, the wellness benefits of touch. Now, this is where we left off in this one, where we, as we move through health matters, and improving our relationships, building us. Let's take a look at this. And I definitely want you to be thinking about this, considering this. Let me tell you, I understand. People just want to touch, just for the sake of touching. I also understand that very often people don't quite get how powerful it can be when intimate touch is shared between two people who are truly committed to each other, and they don't share that kind of touch, that intimate touch that can involve sensuality with anyone else. I know that a lot of people, males and females, really have their minds made up that the best way they're going to enjoy touch is to experience touch with whomever they can, even if they're married. You got a lot of females, a lot of males who have made up their minds that the best way for them to really enjoy touch is to enjoy the depths of intimate touch with whomever they decide they want to enjoy it with. Really and truly, that's second guessing God. God is the one who created intimate touch, intended it to be shared only between husband and wife. And the way he has designed us, the touch can be so much more powerful when we limit it, we restrict it, when it comes to intimate touch that can also be sensual. Truly enjoyable, truly pleasurable, truly fulfilling, ultimately enjoyable, ultimately pleasurable, ultimately fulfilling. I should use the adjective ultimately, when we do restrict it to that relationship, especially if we are married. Unfortunately, we have a lot of females, a lot of males who have decided that even if they're married, they want to experience touch even to the depths of the intimacy of touch, even to the depths of the sensuality of touch with people other than their spouses. Well, I believe God has a right. That touch is so much more special, and as a result, so much more powerful when we do limit it to spouse. Okay, but we'll be looking at touch, the power of touch. We'll probably get back to that. But for now, back to the note that I left us off on last week, where we referenced a study that found that women who offered physical touch as a symbol of support to their partners showed higher activity in the ventral striatum, which is a brain area that's involved in the reward system. Now, who recalls what happens with women who are in committed relationships? They're in committed relationships and they share hugs, frequent hugs, with the partner with whom they're in that committed relationship. Very important. Muy importante. Very important. Romantic couples where the partners share frequent hugs, not, you know, a hug every, you know, once every other month. Or no, frequent hugs. They found in those studies, plural, that women tend to have lower blood pressure and lower heart rates. And so it seems to me that when you have a person, a member, you know, a part of that, a member, a party of that couple, one of them decides, you know what, I really don't want to share intimately with my spouse. I just don't want to do it. It's not that my spouse has done anything to me, but my heart and my mind are someplace else. And so I'm not going to really be affectionate towards my spouse, my husband. I'm really not going to spend time being intimate with my husband. And the lady decides that she is going to basically deprive her husband. And if he initiates, okay, it'll happen. And she's not going to be very affectionate about it. She's not going to be very sensual about it. She's not going to be very sensitive about it. She'll go through the motions. And that's about it. But he can forget about just hugs and kisses. Forget about that, because her heart's not in it. Her mind's not in it. Her heart and her mind are somewhere else. Well, these studies, plural, show that in romantic couples, where the partners share frequent hugs, women tend to have lower blood pressure and lower heart rates. And so it seems that when the women decide that they're going to deny their husbands, they also deprive themselves. In fact, I know that's the case. Whether it's the husband deciding that he's going to deny and withdraw from the wife, or she has decided she's going to deny him, her husband. To deny the spouse is to deprive self. And one of the physical deprivations that women may be bringing upon themselves is lower blood pressure and lower heart rates. And get this now, just from frequent hugs. Which suggests that frequent hugs literally benefit the heart. Lower blood pressure is good for the heart. And of course, lower heart rates, good for the heart. Frequent hugs How many of you ladies are married and you're on blood pressure medication? There are any number of factors we need to look into. You know, is too much food being consumed? Are you really just wearing your body out by staying up late, constantly going to bed later than your body can handle? Too little exercise. And, you know, there are a number of things to look at, but what about this one? Are you hugging your spouse too little? Frequent hugs, lower blood pressure, lower heart rate. Romantic kisses also help boost the immune system. Research has demonstrated that. When we kiss, what's going on? What is it about the romantic kisses that help boost the immune system? Now, one of the ways I want to give you a clue to help us walk into that, think about one of the more obvious reasons as to why we don't want to be kissing everyone. And when I say everyone, let's just, to put us all on the same page, let's say that we're talking only about heterosexuals. Why would, you know, women say, I'm not going to be kissing. And let's just assume also that, let's say we have a group of 20,000 people. All 20,000 are heterosexual. 10,000 are males. The other 10,000 are females. Right? Just out of that group, 20,000 people, 10,000 are heterosexual, 10,000 are female, and they're all single. So we don't have to consider the marriage factor. Beyond that, why would people say, I don't want to be kissing everybody? Why would those 10,000 single men say, I don't want to be kissing 30 of those 10,000 single females? And those single females say the same about those single males. Concerned about germs and stuff like that, right? Yeah, that is a consideration. Well, guess what? That's the very reason that our immune system is boosted when we're engaging in those romantic kisses with our special someone. When we kiss, scientists report, we transfer bacteria. Now, I hope I don't put a damper on you husbands and wives kissing each other intimately, romantically. Okay? We transfer bacteria when we kiss. How much bacteria do we transfer? You give her yours and she gives you hers. How much? Would you believe for every intimate kiss that lasts 10 seconds, stay with me now, for every intimate kiss that lasts 10 seconds, we transfer 80 million bacteria. That's right. You give them to her and she gives them to you. Yes, ladies, you give them to him and he gives them to you. 80 million bacteria for each intimate kiss that lasts just 10 seconds. So, if the kiss lasts 20 seconds, does that mean we transfer 160 million bacteria? Woo-hoo-wee. I bet a bunch of y'all say, man, I can't wait to get back home with my spouse now. I can't wait to get this romantic kiss going on. If I had known I was transferring 80 million bacteria for each intimate kiss every 10 seconds. Yeah. Woo-wee. All right, so remember now, here's the thing. Don't want you to get, you know, just... don't let that get you down. Don't let that disgust you. Here's the thing. It's beneficial. This is a microbial exchange that acts almost like a vaccine because it familiarizes each person's immune system with potential new bacterial threats, and as a result, it strengthens each person's immune system's effectiveness against a more varied array of pathogens. Yep, makes your immune system stronger. Because again, you know how the immune system works. You all been listening to me on this. You know, you have your immune system that has those cells that fight the enemy cells that find their way into our body, however they find their way into our body. They find their way into our body and they want to beat up on our bodies. Our immune system cells jump into action and they beat up those enemy cells that have found their way in. Well, when we exchange bacteria through our kisses with our loved ones, our special someone, not special some two, not special some five, special someone, and we do that again and again and again, our immune system is becoming familiar with these potentially new bacterial threats, and our immune system is strengthened. Yeah. That's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. All right. So, who's going to go ahead and make plans to start doing some exercises with your mouths? Kissing, kissing, kissing. Intimately, romantically, romantically. And guess what? You don't even have to pay for that. Not one dime. You don't have to say, hey, give me a shot. You don't have to say, give me a pill. All you have to do is go see someone, you know, be intimate with someone you're going to see anyway, and y'all just kiss. Yeah, take some time, even if it's during a commercial break. You know, y'all watching one of your favorite TV shows during a commercial break. Because remember now, 80 million per how many seconds? 10. Commercial breaks are lasting how long? 2 minutes or so? Some of them longer than that. So maybe for 20 seconds of your commercial break, y'all just be real intimate and romantic with each other. Just kissing, kissing, kissing. Happen to make each other's immune system strong. Man, that's awesome. Back in a few.